Hare Krishna. We're getting ready here in Hungary for Rath Yatra on Saturday, and I think in many parts of the world, devotees are preparing to celebrate Rath Yatra. In London, they've already celebrated Rath Yatra. It was early this year. And for those who haven't as yet, I'll just say a few words about preparing for the Rath Yatra festival itself. Generally, Vaishnavas, serious Vaishnavas, they internally prepare for festivals, Janmashtami, Varashtami, and so on, by reading, by hearing, by talking about those pastimes, and try to align their hearts and their minds with the moods and the pastimes of the Lord, so that they can be in harmony with him or her, in the case of Srimati Radharani. We don't want to be enjoyers. We don't want to be separate. We want to be what's called Tadatma. We want to be one with the mood of the Lord and the Lord's associates. And for that, that's what Krishna consciousness means. Our consciousness is aligned with Krishna's consciousness. Of course, there are sometimes people or devotees participate in festivals as just that. Well, some type of pious social function that's celebrating some historical event. And it's good, or at least it's better than not celebrating it. But it's certainly not the best. The best thing is that devotees actually recognize festivals as being a means of glorifying the Lord. Festivals are not for our own enjoyment or our own pleasure. They're for glorifying Krishna. And when we glorify Krishna, then of course naturally we also enjoy transcendental pleasure. Now, this Rath Yatra festival is a real opportunity to enter into the pastimes of the Lord and be a beneficiary of transcendental bliss, because although it's a very intimate pastime, still Krishna makes it extremely public. Krishna is absorbed in his own personal ecstasy, an ecstasy that completely transforms his appearance in returning from Kurukshetra, from Dwarka to Vrindavan. And he's making this ecstasy visible to everyone, to public, to everyone. And of course, one of the reasons for that is that the transcendental bliss of returning back to Vrindavan is so overwhelming, has such great transcendental influence on the Lord that he changes his consciousness, his mind. Are changed. He becomes intoxicated with ecstatic bliss, and in one sense you could say he loses his transcendental discrimination, which means that he becomes ready to divulge his innermost feelings to people who don't even know what's going on. We see so many people on public streets, they see Rath Yatra cart, they see Lord Jagannath, they see devotees here chanting Hare Krishna. Everyone smiles, everyone's in ecstasy, and yet they may not really know so much about what it is that's taking place. But no harm, they're getting great benefit. And this is certainly Lord Jagannath's plan. His desire to give so much of himself to even those people who have neither qualification for it, nor were really interested in it. It isn't that they necessarily show up for the festival. They just happen to be on the street or promenade or wherever the festival takes place. In short, it's great mercy. Lord Jagannath's displaying great mercy. And if such mercy is distributed to the non-devotees, then how much mercy is distributed to devotees? How much is available to us if we really harmonize with the mood of Lord Jagannath? So I was meditating, thinking about this as a prelude. Hopefully we'll be able to have some more podcasts on Jagannath Rath Yatra between now and our festival here, as a prelude to the actual festival itself. How should we actually prepare ourselves? How should we prepare our minds? And of course, the most natural way is that we hear about, we read about Rath Yatra as very, very extensively described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us how to enter into the mood of the Rath Yatra festival itself. It started with Gundicha Marjana, and then Lord Chaitanya had shown his followers how to celebrate this festival. It's very, very interesting that Srila Prabhupada also, in talking about Rath Yatra, sort of elevates this festival more or less above all others. He really makes a places great emphasis, makes a big thing out of devotees participating and performing the Rath Yatra festival. So my hope and encouragement is that devotees do take the time to hear about, read about, talk about, share amongst each other the wonderful meaning of the deep interactions that take place at this Rath Yatra festival. And in that way, show Lord Jagannath, yes, I'm doing more than just coming here for a good time. I'm doing more than just coming here for kirtan or to eat lots of prasadam or to meet with the devotees that I haven't seen otherwise or to bask in the sunshine. I'm actually here to assist you in returning to Vrindavan and enhance in whatever humble way that I can your mood of longing for the residents of Vrindavan and meeting with them. And that we do by chanting Hare Krishna and by being one with the mood of the Lord by participating in the same mood. I think devotees are, share that, understand that, that in any particular event, for instance, if you go to a, if you're exchanging jokes, I was going to go see some kind of comedy movie, but devotees don't see movies. But if devotees are speaking some witty things or some jokes, then the atmosphere becomes enhanced. Everyone laughs. If no one laughs, so what to speak of someone else is crying, then it really dampens the atmosphere. So we help each other and we help Lord Jagannath to taste transcendental bliss by ourselves being fully immersed in his mood and his pastime. Hare Krishna.